Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And my guest today, Sam Cronin. Welcome, Sam.
Thanks, Chris.
Yes. Sam, you are in the heating and cooling business.
I am, and some refrigeration as well.
Okay, yeah. And you and Katie were in the same grade, weren't you?
We were. Mrs. Katie Lorton. Miss Katie Lorton.
Miss Katie Lorton.
Lover.
Yes, right. Yes. And I just remember.
Jenna was a little older. George was a little bit younger. And there's another one, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike was in between George and myself. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's how it went.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think you even spent some time at our house.
Probably did. I remember, I think I broke your brand new swing set that time. It fell over on me. I was swinging too hard.
Yes, I think so. So you went to school here in town and at Jerseyville High School?
Yes, sir.
Graduated and went on to where?
Western Illinois University, where I got a bachelor's degree in renewable energy.
Really?
Policy, planning, and management.
Uh-huh. And yeah. How'd that, do you still, all that knowledge that you earned, do you use that every day now in the business?
Not really, but I do think about efficiency and the amount of energy that it requires to heat and cool a home is nearly the highest, you know, on your panel, on your breaker box.
Yeah.
So sometimes I put that into play whenever I'm deciding how to, what a customer wants or what a structure needs or the.
Now, right out of college, though, or maybe while you're in college,
yeah,
you got into management of rental units?
It was a title. It was a fancier title, but title was Director of Property Management.
Yes.
For a company called Weston Investments, and it was a lot of fun.
And right there at Macomb?
In Macomb, yep. Right at where the two railroad crosses, you know, railroad tracks meet, in the center of town.
What'd they have going on?
Well, I had 420-something tenants that called me their landlord, and I had to deal, you know, and I was the one that tried to make all 400-something of them happy.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot, and 200-something... there was apartments as well as single-family homes, multi-unit buildings, and also, you know, and it was...
A lot of college kids?
All college kids.
And
I was a college kid managing them, so you could, it was a lot of fun. You know, and so, you know, they kind of worked out good for...
What was so fun about it?
Well, it just
managing
worked.
A bunch of college
it
kids?
It was, right. I was the cool college landlord guy. Just call Sam. Call, you know, it was fun. I had met a lot of people, met a lot of friends. And was able to keep that portfolio over 100% occupied throughout the whole time I was doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, over 100%, right. So how do you do that? You find good situations for different groups of people with different needs and trying to best fit everybody in where I could, and it worked out really well.
Did you have to kick a few people out?
No.
No?
Kick a few people off roofs on the weekends. That's about...
Off roofs?
Off their roofs. With drinking beer on the roofs. See them driving through, and I say, guys, you got to get down. I know it's fun. I wish I was up there with you, but you got to get off the roof, guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
College kids.
Yeah. Well, you got an interesting, crazy story other than getting up on the roofs?
Well, I didn't have to get up. I had to kick people off the roofs.
Yeah.
Rugby crew, they were rough on houses.
I bet they were.
They were, yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of parties.
We just let them keep re-renting the same house and watch it get deteriorate and deteriorate and deteriorate even further. You know, WIU was in terms of college housing, there's four quadrants there in Macomb. And the northwest quadrant is all student housing. And so it's college, you know, it's all college student after college student. And the company I worked for was great. I didn't really have a budget. Whatever I said and decisions I made went, you know, they backed everything that I suggested. And
That's kind of crazy that they would hire a college kid to run herd over a bunch of college kids. You
think they'd get an older person.
Well,
right. That's how most companies were. But it turns, you know, we kept expanding. There was a reason, I think, why we kept expanding, because people were calling the college age leasing agent, landlord guy, which I kind of held that wore that hat and was that role for that company. And it was more of a trust because
you understood them better.
I understood them better. And also, you hear all the horror stories about slumlords and, they screwed me or whatever,
right.
And they just, people my age were able to relate to it. And I was, just straightforward and kept them in line.
Yeah.
Not only was it the college students that I had to deal with, it was also their parents, their grandparents that were calling, wondering, and there was a lot of relationships.
I can't imagine. I've got some rental units, but not 450 college students
and
to run.
Their parents were the ones paying their rent half the time, so you had to get to know them, and it was a big job. It was a lot of fun.
Well, evidently you learned a lot.
It's kind of what my mom did in rentals at the Jersey County Housing Authority.
Yes.
So I kind of know what it's like to what to do. For,
so
to
you
do.
Kind of you grew up with that. Your mom has been
the director there.
Mom Rhonda,
mm-hmm.
been a director for many years. Probably getting ready to retire.
She already retired.
Did she? Uh-huh. Okay.
But it's this kind of interesting. I've worked in both fields. Exactly what my mom did in a way, and then what my dad did, did both,
Now your dad. Dave Cronin, we go back a long ways, your dad, was at that age when you were young like that, was he saying, hey, Sam, come on and work with me in my refrigeration business?
It was too busy. Go, go, go. I can't answer that really.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, it wasn't pushed on me at all when I was young.
Uh-huh.
When I was young, he was busy,
Yeah.
And he was doing it.
Were you thinking, man, I don't know if I want to do that or not.
I don't know if I can
keep that pace.
Yeah.
he's gone all the time.
Well, he was busy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And he was doing it. That's what he was doing. And he made quite a name for himself and made a lot of people happy. And that's kind of the idea.
Yeah.
Is to keep people happy. And it's hard to keep everybody happy.
Kind of got your dad to go into business for himself because mm-hmm. I had the varsity club and he was working all my stuff and he was working out as a sideline,
I know the story.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
he moved all of your condensers down to the basement.
Yeah. Well, even before that this is,
okay,
well,
okay.
this is when I had the varsity club before the hotel, which was about a year later. But mm-hmm. I was like, Dave, why are you working for that company, when you could be working for yourself? I mean, you're too good at this. I mean, you could stay busy. And he's like, I don't know. And then he finally stepped off the curb and made a move and, whew, never looked back.
Uh-huh.
Now the question, you went from being a manager, then you went into the Pipe Fitters Union?
A local 553, yep.
Yeah.
I went from working with Dad and kind of getting a basic skill set or a basic understanding of everything.
You worked for Dad for a while. You
and
did.
Then an opportunity came where I could, do the 553 thing, and I did for a while. It was great. But I think growing up, seeing Dad do it on his own and me having enough people calling my cell phone while I'm working for someone else made it hard for me to kind of focus on which one am I going to prioritize here.
Yeah, right.
My 9 to 5 or 7 to 3:30.
It's kind of like what your dad
Or am I going to prioritize what I'm doing after work? And if you have so much going on after work while you're at your 7 and 3:30, you have to pick one or the other. And,
yeah.
And that's kind of why you're not supposed to do the side work with working for the union hall, because it's too much. You can't, one guy can't do both. You can't give your full effort to the contractor you're working for, if you're also working for yourself out, you know.
Yeah.
And that's, and it was a prime example of why, you know, it's too much for one guy to do. He can't handle it.
Yeah.
You know, and then it shows on both ends.
If you want to work more, you could work overtime other projects,
you know,
for the company you're working for versus doing sideline stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea. And you have to be able to give your 100% to your contractor and not do it for yourself after. Because then your focus is
or 100% for your customers.
For your customers, one or the other.
Yeah.
And then I went that way.
Yeah. Now, one thing that you mentioned before we came on the show is something that you are kind of into is priority ethics in heating and cooling. Can you explain that a little bit?
If I don't want to oversell something or product or promise that something is going to fix, you know, or fix everybody, you know, your entire HVAC problem, but I just want to do what's best for the structure and its intended use. So if somebody comes to me with a rental house, and I'll come up with the best case scenario for that structure. You know, I'm not going to put a $15,000 system in a $60,000 rental house.
Right.
You know, and I would never suggest that.
Right.
You know, I mean, I do what's right. I suggest what's best for the customer and the structure's intended use. That's a good way to put it there.
I see. Mm-hmm. Of all the systems that are out there, is there any system that you think is probably premier? Maybe it's probably more expensive, but it is a premier system.
Branding, not necessarily. I mean, really,
I'm not talking about branding. I'm just talking about a type of system, whether geothermal or, you know.
Each situation is different, and it all comes down to the install. I mean, if it's right for that structure, it's going to work. If it's not right for the structure, it's going to struggle or it's going to fail. You know, that's why it's important.
That's why you call it priority ethics.
Right. That's right. You got to put what's right in for the structure. And that, you know, and there's inverter driven multi-zone, systems. And there's your standard forced air systems. If ductwork's there and existing, use it.
If it's not,
right,
you got other choices.
Or if it's garbage or the ductwork is crummy or could be abandoned, go with a ductless inverter driven, you know, a multi zone.
Yeah, which in that language we're talking mini split,
like a mini split.
Yeah,
correct. Yeah, yeah. Multi zone mini split.
Yeah,
or variable refrigerant flow. And ability to heat and cool in different.
What's your thoughts on that type of mini split type system, multi zone mini splits?
I think it's important that you consult somebody that knows. You should consult a contractor before trying to purchase online.
Yeah, because you can buy them on Amazon, right?
You can buy them on Amazon. You can go to Home Depot and get them.
Yeah,
but who's pushing you in that right direction? They call them DIY. You know, each brand is different to install. My focus lately is with people asking about them is to try and stick with one particular brand. That way I know how the install goes, which, you know, the brittle parts on the equipment and then I have a warranty or a tech support if I need it, you know. But if I'm just willy-nilly ordering on Amazon, I think that's a recipe for disaster. And you get a lot less lifespan out of a system. So I think it's important.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I got Sam Cronin with me here in studio talking about some heating, cooling business. The one thing that how about your dad? Do you ever? I know you got your own business. He's mm-hmm. retired, right?
Yeah, he's retired. Yes,
he's retired.
If he ever quits 100%, you know, But he is retired, and but go ahead.
But do you Is it kind of nice having him as somebody that you can call and say, oh, hey, Dad?
For sure. Oh, backup. Yes. That's number one. I mean, I don't know how it could be if you didn't have somebody to not necessarily fall back on, but to bail you out whenever you are totally, totally stuck on a problem, you know. And as hard as it is to have your tail between your legs and have to ask, you know, for a solution, you know, with a tech problem that you can't figure out, he's probably seen it 15 times over and over again, and he's probably told me about that same problem at least 10, and I hadn't retained it, you know. Deciding factor, really, you know, if you can pull it off or you can't, you know. Yeah. It's having that somebody with that kind of knowledge.
Are you as good a mushroom hunter as he is?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no.
He is a better mushroom hunter. He is, absolutely. And in fact, the last couple of years, it's been go time right during mushroom season that I hadn't even been able to think about it. You know,
but he's enjoying it.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. He's spending his time doing it. And that's good. That's the important part.
Mm-hmm. Now, is he into music as like you are?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. But not to the level maybe that I am or to the.
Because you got that look.
I know. People tell me that. I know. It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah. So have you ever been? And I know you like music. I know you've been. You're kind of a music guy. Uh-huh. Have you ever played like in a band or
not
perform?
Not necessarily, no. Just publicly, no. Just in my living room. Playing is one thing and enjoying is another. And I certainly enjoy, and I've seen a lot of music in a lot of different cities across the country. And
yeah,
from both, you know, the East Coast, the West Coast. In fact, all the same, you know, on a single stretch, seeing music from the West to the East and to the East to the West. It was a lot of fun.
What's your genre? What do you like going?
Just anything that is, you know, rock and roll, basically, yeah, if you will. Or I mean, it comes down, it's good music that I know is good, and I can sense talent, or I can sense that there's, you know, a little bit of.
Have you ever been out to that Sphere in Las
Vegas? I've never been to the Sphere, and I should have been this last weekend for a band that I really like, I wasn't able to make it. I didn't go.
I see. Uh-huh. We were out there last year, but it was closed down. We were wanting just to go visit it, you know, see mm-hmm. what was in it. But they had some repairs going on. I don't know what it was.
Who knows? There was a lot of good music happening there over the last 2 weeks, so that's for sure. There has been. It's now over.
Yeah. So if people want to get a hold of you, to manage some apartments or possibly work on some heating and cooling. They just call your phone number?
They call my cell phone, yep. 618-946-2309. In terms of managing apartments, I can certainly push them in the right direction on how to manage the HVAC system and try to, if they want to expand their portfolio, I can, you know,
the
do my
do's and don'ts. If you got
college students or non-college students.
Well, I think you might have the record on occupancy.
Yeah, I don't know how I did it. It did not seem hard at the time. I don't understand how
you
I
were
talked
a natural.
I don't know how I was talking to that many people and was able to, it was a big swirling thing in my head, and I'm the only one that could keep it straight, and that's. And my, you know, the owner of that company gave me that power or gave me that role, and it worked. You know, I conquered it. Yeah. You know.
Well, Sam, thanks so much for coming in. It's been fun visiting with you.
It is.
And
good
you take care. And I'm sure you got something you got to fix.
Yeah, I do. I've already been in Crawl Space once today, and I'll probably go back.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
Yep.